So we talked about last night the first degree of tam, which is that the flavor, let's say, flavor emitted by food and absorbed into the walls of a pot. So that flavor is tam. And when the pot emits that flavor, right, so that's tam. There's no saying tam. But when it goes into another food, it's from the pot into the food, it's now a secondary flavor. Because it's not milk, let's say, it's not food into pot, but it's food into pot, and now pot into food. So when it goes into that, now it's a secondary flavor. And when that food gives out its tam, that's called not bar not, because it's emitting the secondary flavor. When the food goes into the pot, it's flavor, it's tam, food into pot. When the pot emits that flavor, it's emitting tam. But once when it goes into the second food, now that second food has a, when it absorbs it, so now it has a secondary tam, not a primary, because it's not coming from food, it's coming from the pot that absorbs from the food. So when it comes off tam, that's called no saint tam, bar no saint tam. So in other words, when you have water cooked in a milchika pot, so that water now has secondary tam. And when this is now cooked, when something is cooked in it, so it's not bar not. It's giving off secondary flavor. So it is no same tam that's emitting. That's why the confusion, because we talk about the tam and we talk about the no same tam. So milk in the pot is a primary tam. So when the pot emits that tam, it's no same tam. When it goes into food, then it becomes a secondary tam. And when that food gives off, emits what it absorbed, emits the secondary flavor, the secondary tam. So it, the food, is a no saint tam, bar no saint tam, and that has more kal halachas, as we'll see in the coming nights. Now we're going to learn kal halachas, and we're learning.